Across the country, various programs funded by the CARES Act have been able to provide assistance to renters in need. And in a rare bit of good news, Hawaii has the distinction of having received the most rental assistance per capita in the entire nation. Aloha United Way's Lisa Kimura spoke to the Conversation's Harrison Patino this morning about the Rent Relief and Housing Assistance Program.
Since the start of this program, it has been an extremely, extremely overwhelming need that has been demonstrated. We've seen people coming from every corner of the state, people who were in situations that never had contemplated needing the assistance, and we have since helped over 13,000 households.
Now, recent findings indicate that this program was the most successful per capita than any other state. Now, could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Comparatively speaking, Hawaii as a state has distributed more rent and mortgage assistance per capita than any other state in the nation. A lot of this has to do with the efficacy of the program, the ability to get the money out easily, relatively speaking, as well as the fact that the need has just been overwhelming. I think a lot of that could be due to the fact that we are still sitting at about 15% unemployment rate, which is, you know, absolutely one of the highest in the nation.
Now, you speak about the efficacy of the program there. In other states, we've heard about bureaucratic red tape delaying certain rental assistance programs. Was that not a problem here?
You know, I think that our government worked extremely hard, as fast as they possibly could, to get the assistance out. There was definitely problems across the nation in terms of clarity around the guidance from the Treasury Department for this money. But our state legislators were so committed to learning lessons and making good choices from the start of the program to be able to unencumber the funds. And I think that there was a really demonstrated focus on making sure that we were tracking the numbers extremely aggressively to make sure that we could spend down all the funds by the end of the year, which was the original deadline.
Now, you mentioned that because of Hawaii's relatively high unemployment rate compared to other states, that might have owed to the relative success of the program. Do you think there's any other particular reasons that the program was so successful here in Hawaii?
You know, I really do have to attribute it to the fact that people have been working extremely hard and have been very nimble, first of all, in addressing challenges as they were coming up and being extremely, extremely dedicated to ensuring that we not only were following guidelines, not only are making sure that we're getting the program adhered to as well as possibly could, but being very thoughtful in the approach, being wide-reaching. We definitely had far more people applying for this program than funds available. With that said, though, with a very kind of quick turnaround, quick deadline by the end of the year, the focus on making sure that we were tracking the funds with the numbers of weeks available in the year is really what made it possible to get it all out.
Now, what were the demographics of the people seeking relief here? Was this primarily coming from lower-income households, or was the outlook not as simple as that?
You know, the interesting thing is we saw households from every socioeconomic background applying. And we, you know, there are families, there are households that were in perfectly fine economic shape prior to COVID. Once COVID hit, they had lost one or more jobs in their household, which suddenly put them into an economic circumstance they had not been in before. And so people who historically had not struggled suddenly were finding themselves with the need for assistance. And so literally every neighborhood, you know, for sure on Oahu, but, you know, throughout the state, every single island had households and individuals that were applying. So definitely no common demographic. I would say, if nothing else, this COVID economic disaster has been a really universal and unifying circumstance for people.
So this program is just wrapping up, and it was contingent on federal funds from the CARES Act. Going forward, is there any hope that further federal funding can help continue this program?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we know that the need is still there. There are people calling our 211 line every single day asking for rent assistance and mortgage assistance. And at this moment, Congress has approved an additional $200 million to come into our state. And the state and the counties are now working together to figure out how that money is going to be distributed, who will be managing that program, how it's going to be administered, what it'll look like, what the new the new qualifications are. So there's a lot of activity taking place right now, and we know that it cannot come soon enough.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned that 211 helpline. From what I understand, engagement with that line has gone up astronomically.
It has. We've experienced a 600% increase year over year, and that increase has sustained throughout from the start of COVID until now. What we're seeing is an enormous increase in people looking for housing and shelter assistance, people looking for food, people looking for health care. What's interesting with that is prior to COVID, because of the Hawaii Prepaid Health Care Act, we had the lowest rate of uninsured people in the nation. Since our unemployment rate has skyrocketed, the number of people who have lost their health care have as well. So we have people that are calling every single day looking to see what kinds of options are available, how to get connected to Medicaid assistance. And the other big topic that we're getting inquiries for is also government assistance. And so whether that's assistance or help or information on accessing unemployment resources, accessing other government programs, the need is just enormous. We've actually quintupled our 211 staff, and we are now 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. because the numbers of people calling just don't stop.
Well, that really goes into my next question. As this program wraps up but the need continues, what are you doing to communicate to renters in need about possible resources that they can access?
Right now, we do have a limited list of programs throughout the state that are able to help people access funds for rent and or mortgage assistance. We're really kind of anxiously awaiting the new program being launched so that we have more resources kind of in the coffers, so to speak, for assistance for people. With that said, the eviction moratorium that's coming up right now, although that is preserving some people staying in their homes, we do hear that people are unfortunately still being evicted, and it's really a difficult thing to manage. And as soon as that eviction moratorium does end, the prediction is we are going to have an enormous influx in those cases coming into the court system, not to mention how are we going to help these individuals who don't have a place to live. So the emphasis really now is on helping people to preserve that housing and acting as quickly as we can so that we don't exacerbate the problem.
From what I understand, it was one of the first orders of the Biden administration to extend that eviction moratorium. Is that not the case?
No, that's right. And again, for us, already in a place with a significant issue with housing affordability and a lack of housing in general, it's something that is critically important that we know it can't last forever. We know that homeowners can't, you know, last forever. And we are hearing as well that people are choosing to sell their homes, which is, you know, again, an issue for people that were renting. So there's no easy fix. There's no one right answer. But it's just something that needs continued focus and attention. And again, the individuals, the organizations in the state working together to make sure that these rent programs are accessible and are being administered quickly is the way to go in terms of preserving housing for people.
That was Lisa Kimura, the Vice President of Community Impact at Aloha United Way. She was talking with The Conversation's Harrison Patino about the impact the CARES money has had on Hawaii's struggling renters.